Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at today's women and how we're achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. You can read more about my coaching programs and products at SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my Goal Achieving Paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, a step-by-step approach to achieving your goals and living the life of your dreams, available on Amazon.com, where you can purchase it as a paperback or a Kindle. And if you're buying the Kindle edition, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Well, before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. Again, I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, here are some questions that seem to pop up on a regular basis, and I thought, well, we could discuss them today. As a coach and a mentor to women in business, I often receive questions about achieving greater professional success. And these questions are typical of what many of us are thinking and wondering about business success. Here's the first one from Pauline in Idaho. I don't want to be pushy, so how do I ask for referrals? Well, I believe that referrals are an important business building tool. There's nothing pushy about asking former customers or clients, current customers and clients, and your networking associates to refer the people they know to you and your business. So here are a few suggestions on how to do that. Number one, email your customers and clients and let them know that you're accepting new customers and clients or offering a new product. Ask them to please forward your email to those people they believe may be interested in working with you or purchasing your product. Here's the second thing. Email everyone you know that you're having a referral contest. For a certain period of time, you can offer an incentive or a prize for each new referral that turns into new business. You fill in the blank for the incentive. It can be a product, it can be a gift card, it can be time with you, whatever you choose. Here's the third suggestion. Call your network personally and let them know that you're open to new referrals and would appreciate their support. You know, in business and in life, you get what you ask for. If you believe you can provide great service and or a great product, then do not hesitate to ask for referrals. It's not pushy to let others know that you're available for new business. So what do you think of the suggestions? The first one was email your customers and let them know you're accepting new customers. The second one was email everyone you know and let them know that you're having a referral contest. And the third one is call your network personally and let them know that you're open to new business. All right, here's the next question I get a lot of. Why won't prospects return my call? And that comes from Marianne in California. I truly believe that the gold is in the follow-up. And it's hard to pan the gold when no one returns your calls or answers your emails, isn't it? So here are a few suggestions I have for you. Number one, offer an incentive to prospects for answering your follow-up call or keeping a follow-up appointment. For example, a discount or a sample or a special report. Here's the second suggestion. Schedule a specific day and a time for your follow-up appointment right there, right then, when you meet them. Don't just say, "I'll give you a call." Make sure your prospects know that you value their feedback, and your main objective for connecting with them is for their opinion and their feedback. Number three, let prospects know that as a condition for giving them a sample or a CD or a book, you'll need to set a follow-up appointment. If they aren't serious about setting up an appointment, they probably aren't serious about what you're offering either. Here's the fourth suggestion. Send a reminder email before your follow-up phone call or appointment. It is a busy world and people often forget. So don't take it for granted that they remember you're going to call them or set an appointment. Here's number five. Try to reach each of your prospects 3 to 4 times on 3 to 4 different days. And if they don't return your calls, say to yourself, "Next." You know, I've heard it even takes up to 7 times to get the appointment or the sale. So here they are again, my answers for why won't prospects return my call. Number one, offer an incentive. Number two, schedule a specific date and time right there, right then for a follow-up appointment. Number three, let prospects know that as a condition for giving them a sample or a CD or a book, you need to set an appointment. Number four, send a reminder email before you follow up with a call or an appointment. And number five, try to reach your prospects 3 to 4 and maybe even up to 7 times before you say next. And please remember, too, that at this point in a relationship with a new prospect, it's about relationship building. It's about the value you can offer to them. Here's another question I often get. Should I be working with a coach? Well, as an empowered woman in business, are you thinking about working with a business coach? But let me ask you this. Do you think you're a good coaching candidate? After all, a coach is interviewing you as much as you're interviewing them. You both must decide if it's a win-win professional fit. I got this question from Carolyn Ann, who lives in Michigan. She said, "I'm thinking about coaching, but I don't know if it's the right thing for me." So who makes a good coaching candidate? Well, let me ask you this. Are you willing to learn, grow, and have an open mind to the possibilities? Are you willing to take suggestions? Are you willing to come out of your comfort zone? Are you willing to work on assignments? Are you willing to go forward in positive ways? Are you willing to learn from past challenges? Are you willing to set goals and develop a plan of action? Are you willing to make a commitment of time and energy to coaching? Are you willing to schedule regular and consistent coaching sessions? Are you willing to take responsibility for your own successes? For a coach, they're going to ask that you be on time, that you be prepared, that you be consistent, that you be serious about your coaching experience, and that you be serious about yourself and your abilities. You know, sometimes the difficult aspect of working with a coach is balancing time and energy. A good coach is mindful that you have a life outside of coaching. And if you've decided to work with a coach, you'll need to have a consistent commitment of time. So don't begin coaching unless you can devote serious time and effort toward working with your coach and working toward achieving your personal and your professional goals. I'll say it again. Coaching involves a serious commitment on both sides of time and energy. So I want you to think about it. Is coaching right for you? And if it is, then your job is to choose the right coach who understands you and your goals. A reminder that you can download and listen to all of these Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer. And they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about me and my coaching programs and my products at SharonMichaels.com. And if you're listening to this before July 27th, I want to invite you to check out my social media boot camp for women business owners. You can find the information under events under SharonMichaels.com. And of course, check out my goal achieving paperback and Kindle, 21 Days to Living Your Dreams, available on Amazon.com. And in fact, check out all of the business and personal development books I have available as downloadable Kindles on Amazon. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Women Enjoying Success. I'm going to leave you with this quotation from Og Mandino, one of my favorite authors. Take the attitude of a student. Never be too big to ask questions. Never know too much to learn something new. This is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.